Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Shea Stevens. President Biden is once again urging Congress to take action on gun control following a string of recent mass shootings. Biden is urging lawmakers to restore limits on the sale of assault-style weapons and high-capacity magazines. The president also acknowledges that most gun control measures are likely to fail in the Senate.
The fact that the majority of the Senate Republicans don't want any of these proposals even to be debated or come up for a vote, I find unconscionable. We can't fail the American people again.
The U.S. House has advanced legislation to raise the age limit for purchasing semi-automatic weapons from 18 to 21. The measure would also make it a crime to manufacture or possess large-capacity magazines. The president repeatedly referenced the shooting in Uvalde, Texas, during his speech last night from the White House. Many Uvalde citizens have already expressed support for more gun control. As NPR's Laura Walmsley reports.
Many residents in Uvalde's town square said they support the gun control measures Biden is calling for, including banning assault weapons and raising the minimum age for buying a gun from 18 to 21. Hector Gonzalez is a lay leader at the Sacred Heart Church and the president of Southwest Texas Junior College.
I am a hunter and I own guns and I have several pistols and rifles, but, you know, there is no hunting purpose for a high-capacity magazine. Bullets, projectiles that tumble when they impact tissue, you know, those are made to kill and destroy.
He says even some of his most pro-gun friends are coming around on red flag laws and raising the age requirement to buy a gun. Laurel Walmsley, NPR News, Uvalde.
A church shooting in Ames, Iowa has left at least three people dead. There's little information on the alleged shooter's identity or a motive. Story County Sheriff's Captain Nicholas Lenny says the attack occurred Thursday outside Cornerstone Church.
There was a service taking place at the church while this happened.
Captain Lenny says the suspected shooter is among the deceased, apparently after taking his own life. Ames is situated about 30 miles north of Des Moines. Georgia's top elections official has testified before a special grand jury that's investigating whether former President Trump and others tried to meddle in the 2020 election. Brad Raffensperger was subpoenaed after refusing Trump's request to find the votes needed to overturn Joe Biden's victory. The Fulton County District Attorney's Office says the probe also includes a look into a November 2020 phone call between South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham and Raffensperger. A spokesman for Trump calls the probe politically motivated. Some economists are predicting the government's report on hiring in May will show continued job growth despite high inflation and rising interest rates. The Labor Department's monthly employment report is due out later this morning. This is NPR News. Several teachers in Rochester, New York, have been placed on leave after being accused of exchanging demeaning and humiliating text messages about students. In a statement, Rochester Superintendent Leslie Myers-Small says she was horrified by the language used to describe children at the mostly black and Latino Enrique Fermi School 17. Myers-Small calls it the latest trauma experienced in the city in the past 2 years. The political landscape in Canada's biggest province of Ontario has changed dramatically. As Dan Karpinchuk reports, Premier Doug Ford has easily won re-election and two of his main opponents have stepped down.
Doug Ford needed 63 seats out of the 124 available to win a majority. He got at least 83, increasing his Conservative Party's seat count from the last election. The Liberals failed to make any real headway, and the official opposition New Democratic Party lost seats. Both the Liberal and NDP leaders have stepped down. Ford was the front-runner in every poll since the election was called and never looked back. Ford ran a tight campaign, limiting his exposure to the media. He portrayed himself as sympathetic to the working class and promised to put money back into the pockets of people in Ontario. He admitted that the pandemic was his toughest challenge as premier. Despite that, voters handed Ford and his party a decisive victory. For NPR News, I'm Dan Karpinchuk in Toronto.
This year's winner of the Scripps National Spelling Bee is 14-year-old Harini Logan, an eighth grader from San Antonio. Logan spelled 21 words correctly in a 90-second speed round to break a tie with 12-year-old Vikram Raju of Denver. I'm Shea Stevens. This is NPR News.